So this article is a little bit of a stretch to the Chabura. You know, sometimes the article connects to the Chabura. This, I'll be honest, it's a little bit of a stretch. But I figure, no one, what else is there to talk about besides Eretz Yisrael? So we had to go that route. So I'll read to you from matzav.com. Not exactly the most reputable source, but okay, we'll take it. And this is an article that says, last from earlier this week, and I saw this article, I said we have to start the Chabura with this. IDF troops held a mezuzah hanging ceremony in Gaza City. Givati Infantry Brigade Rabbi Daniel Kind led the ceremony, which was attended by soldiers and commanders in the Strip as part of the mission to defeat Hamas after the October 7th massacre. I wish the entire brigade to continue in our special work in the great mission. Emir Tzashem, we will succeed, Rabbi Kind was quoted as saying. Due to uncertainty concerning the Gaza City ceremony under halacha, the rabbi recited a pasuk from Tehillim instead of the regular bracha. So now it would be more appropriate if we gave a chabura now in the bracha about mezuzah. We're not going there. I told you, it's a little bit of attenuated. We'll get to that a different week. Here's a political chakira. Okay, I'm not much of politics. We always had Rabbi Schoenfeld to talk about the politics. You're not going to hear that from me so much. I don't know as much, and I'm just not getting political. Don't stare me down. This is just a good segue, because it hit me that this is a good way to tie an article which really has nothing to do with our chabura into our chabura. There is a chakira, a question, what the army is asking, which the international community, including Biden, is asking, what is going to happen to Gaza when it is done? When this operation is done, who is going to rule Gaza? What is Israel want out of Gaza or not? So I am going to make a question, a chakira. Two options that they could do, and I think it will help you, if you have this in your mind, help you frame this chabura, which I haven't even told you what we're going to talk about, but you'll understand in 20 minutes from now. The question you could ask, does Eretz Yisrael need to take back Gaza as like a protection for the rest of Eretz Yisrael? We wouldn't use Gaza as our land or as set up settlements there. We would just use it as an opening to our Eretz Yisrael.
The question is, what were they putting the mezuzah on?
Okay, no, 1 second. Let me be clear. This has nothing to do with the article. This has nothing to do with that. I have no idea what they were putting the article on, what they were putting the mezuzah on. Not a clue. It's a pretty weird... that was basically the whole article. I have no idea. I told you, this is just is a segue into my topic, and it's a very... you'll understand this pun as we go on. It's a very backhanded way, or backyarded way, to get into this chabura. That's the hint, okay? So I want to ask you a question. What are they going to do with Gaza? Option number one, you could use Gaza, is it's just simply going to be a protective area to make sure that no more terrorists, yimach shemam, get into Eretz Yisrael. So they'll secure that area as an entranceway. They'll protect that entranceway into Eretz Yisrael. Option number two, which Biden may not be so happy with, is if we completely retake Gaza and set up settlements and set up Yeshuvim, and live there using Gaza as Gaza. In other words, you can have an area which leads in to another area, and that first area is either simply just an entranceway, just a gate, a portal into that second area, or that first area can fundamentally be used in its own right. You with me? I told you a little bit attenuated, a little bit of a stretch over here, but we'll try. Let's talk about a backyard. Now, in Queens, we don't have so much backyards. This is not the other neighborhoods where we have backyards. We have a little backyard in my house, but it's enclosed, which is a perfect example. Now, my backyard is not fully enclosed. This is a much better chabur, and I think it's 100% accurate. Not 100%. I think it's more accurate when we're talking about a fully enclosed backyard. I'm not sure if anyone's been to my backyard. There's a little entranceway on the side which leads to my shared driveway.
Actually, you can use a different example.
Okay, yeah.
I have a porch.
Perfect. Is it fully enclosed, though?
Completely enclosed.
From your backyard?
I have no backyard. I just have the porch.
Perfect. So that's exactly what I want to do. Can you get out of your backyard any other way besides through your house? So that's exactly what we're going to talk. We're going to talk about your house is better than my house. So you have a backyard, which is fully enclosed, or a porch area, which is fully enclosed, and the only way to get into it is into your back of your house. Does that wall need a mezuzah, meaning the entranceway into your house? And if so, which side does it go on? New?
I can tell you what I have.
Okay, let's hear.
I have from going outside in on the right side.
Outside to in on the right side. New? Do you agree with Mr. Jacobowitz or not? Raise your hand.
Sure.
Outside to in on the right side. You would say you have it the same thing. It's fully enclosed, your backyard porch.
No, I'm going to say
same like mine. It's like mine. It's like at a side, a little entrance. Okay, fine. So, New, where do you put it? You put it on the outside in. Anyone else want to weigh in on this?
Is it heated?
Is what?
Is the porch area that's covered heated?
No, it's all not covered. It's open. It's completely open. There is no ceiling. There is no anything. Oh. New, what do you say? Which side it should be? Anyone? You think it should be on the right side going out? Or the right side going in? Or maybe it doesn't need a mezuzah at all?
I think it should be inside out.
So when you're going inside to out, on the right side, yeah? Okay. Inside out, right side. I'll read you two Gemaras, and this is our whole problem. Of course, nothing is ever clear. If it was clear, we wouldn't be here. Huh? Exactly. We wouldn't be here. If this was clear, this was not. Says the Gemara in Yuma. We have two Gemaras telling us two different halachas, which will get us to the same place. Says the Gemara in Yuma, there's a different pagination always. It's a little bit hard to find always in these Gemaras. But it says, give me one second. It says, talking about a bit. Here. Okay.
You can only get to the
portion.
Turn
around.
The outside from the house. So that's where you would have them
inside out. Bisharecha. So you have a gateway area. Echad shari batim. Echad shari chatzeros. The echad shari medinos. The echad shari ayaros. Yesh ben chovas mitzvah. Will make a mishum. You have a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. So in other words, you have gate areas. Gates of houses, gates of courtyards, gates of country, archways is a better, entranceway is a better way, not gate is a bad word. Entranceways to houses, entranceways to courtyards, entranceway to countries, entranceway to cities, they need a mezuzah. You're with me so far? So you basically have a Gemara that says an entranceway to a courtyard. Courtyards are, no. Is there a roof on a courtyard? No roof. It's an entranceway to a courtyard. If you have like some type of gate or you have some archway, needs a mezuzah.
Is it Rishus HaRabim?
No, let's assume it's private. This could be Rishus HaRabim. That's a whole separate question. Is Rishus HaRabim need a mezuzah? We'll have to cover that also. But let's assume, just for argument's sake, it's even if it's private. Because for sure, Chatzar could be private, but you're right. Sounds like it's talking about even public as well.
Is it an entranceway to countries?
Yep, that's what it says. You got like a border. North Korea, South Korea, yeah? So they need a mezuzah. So, a big one. Yeah.
Mexico and U.S.?
Huh? Is Mexico, U.S. Yeah, maybe they need a mezuzah. Well, that's a separate chabur, Right?
Gaza
and Israel. Okay.
No fence.
Comes along the Gemara in Menachos, and the Gemara in Menachos talks about this roofless house, a Pistchei Shamai, it's called. Big dispute what Pischei Shammai is, but for the most part, it is a roofless house. And this Gemara, this roofless house, the Gemara says, does not need his pater. Pischei Shammai is pater min ha-mezuzah. What is a Pischei Shammai? It says the Leslie Tikra, according to one opinion. It has no ceiling. So you have a house without a ceiling, which sounds like your backyard, right? It's your enclosed porch area. It's a house without a ceiling. Says the Gemara, it does not need a mezuzah. You're with me so far? So how come one Gemara seemed to say that the entranceway to an enclosed courtyard needs a mezuzah. Here you have a Gemara which seems to say an unroofed, an open courtyard does not need a mezuzah. So you have a direct contradiction between these two Gemaras. Shockingly, there are at least two answers to answer up the contradiction, and this will frame our entire chabura about backyards. Do your backyard house doesn't need a mezuzah? Answer number one is the Rush, and he says, one second. He says, a house is a worthless living space if you don't have a roof. In other words, if you have a pisrei shamai, you have a house, but there's no roof to it, that stinks, because you're going to try to eat your lunch in your house, and it's going to start pouring rain, and you're going to be messed over. So in other words, says the Rush, that Gemara which says that a roofless house doesn't get a mezuzah, it makes sense, because houses have roofs. If it doesn't have a roof, it's a nebishtika house, it's a pathetic house, and therefore it doesn't get a mezuzah, says the Rush. No, but a courtyard is meant to be, a backyard is meant to be roofless. And so therefore, the courtyard, since it is meant to be roofless, it has a purpose without a roof. It's being used by itself, whether it has a roof or not. Therefore, it gets a mezuzah. Fine. Rabbeinu Manoach says, no, there's a difference, he says. The reason why a courtyard gets a mezuzah when a roofless house does not is because what is next to a courtyard? A house. The reason why a roofless house doesn't get a mezuzah, because what's next to a roofless house? Nothing. It's just a roofless house in the middle standing there. There's nothing next to it but a courtyard. What is next to the courtyard?
A refuge.
A house. And so therefore,
what would happen if there was a courtyard next to a roofless
house? That's a good question. That's too complicated for me. Presumably, it would not get a mezuzah. But here you have Rabbeinu Manoach giving a very different answer. You have a very fundamental difference between these two answers. Why does a courtyard get a mezuzah? Number one answer is because fundamentally that courtyard by itself, even though it doesn't have a roof, is a thing. It's a house. It's a usable item. And therefore, it gets a mezuzah. Why? On its own merit. Rabbeinu Manoach would say, no. The reason why that roofless courtyard gets a mezuzah is because it is
next to a house.
It's not getting a mezuzah by its own right. It's getting a mezuzah because it is, in essence,
an extension.
I was going to use a different word, but no, with an E also, entrance. I was going to say the same idea. It's an entrance way into the house. So you have a very basic and fundamental machlokas why a courtyard gets a mezuzah. Is it because it itself is usable as an entity, or because it's simply an entrance way into the house? Hold on one second. Don't jump.
What,
I got one more example.
What about the comment about the country business? But that's not really entering a house.
Say again. Oh, I missed what you said.
Okay,
country. It's a good point. So I guess you'd have to say that it's entering into the country. It's entering the country. I don't know. I hear you. I'll be honest. I never really worked it on that aspect of the sugya. It probably needs a whole nother chabura, and I need to look into it more. I just don't know offhand. Why countries? I don't even know what that means. I'm like, I guess a border. I don't want to talk about it. Let's take this. I just don't know. It may give a whole chabura, and then I have a couple more chaburas prepared for next few weeks, but at some point I'm going to run out. So then when I start repeating the prayer more, you know, then we started earlier this year than last year. So I have like 10 or 12 already prepared. But at some point I'm going to have to prepare more. That's a good one to prepare. We'll have to look into countries. But okay, be it as it may, that's one fundamental machlokas about one case. Take another case where the Gemara does the exact same machlokas. What about a mirpeset? What is a mirpeset?
Porch.
A porch. The Gemara has a whole separate discussion. You again have a contradiction with the same exact thing. The Gemara in Minachos says that you have, make sure I get the right place, yeah. Says that a merpeses needs a find it here. Here we go. Yeah, this one's always just the pagination is always a little off from this. These Gemara's. Okay, I'll just tell you what it says. Gemara says Merpeses needs a mezuzah. However, the Gemara in Yuma, as you go on from 11a to 11b, it says that Yachol Shanam, I would think maybe a Beishar and Achsadran and Merpeset need a mezuzah. Says the Pasuk, no, only a bias needs a mezuzah. And these are not biases. So therefore, you have a contradiction whether a porch area needs a mezuzah or not. Says two answers. So there's two answers again. Tosa says you could answer by saying, well, the porch really does need a mezuzah fundamentally by itself. It only needs it though derabbanan. But it needs for itself its own issue because it itself, a porch area, I love sitting on my porch. It's my own. You could do stuff. You read on your porch. Sometimes work on the porch if it's nice outside. Remember those days when it was actually not 30 degrees? And so you could sit outside on your porch. You can use your porch as itself. So that's why it gets a mezuzah, but only the rabbanan. However, the other hand, the Rif says, you know why a porch needs a mezuzah? Only when it opens into your house. Because a porch, if a porch doesn't open to your house, no mezuzah. But if it opens into your house, there's an entranceway to your house, then it gets a mezuzah. You see the same exact machlokas. There seems to be a divide. Why do rooms which are adjacent to houses get mezuzahs? Do they get it because fundamentally they themselves serve a purpose? Or do they only get a mezuzah because they are an entranceway into the house? Says Mishkovitz, who's chomping on my bit over here, what's the nafkamina? What's the practical ramification of this machlokas is, said it before, which side do you put the mezuzah on? Because the halacha is very clear. A mezuzah is put on the right. I mean, I shouldn't say it's clear because you could give 10 chaburas on this topic alone. But, and we will. We'll cover this. Which way? You know, someone just sent me a mezuzah. I think they know I'm giving this. They sent me a very complicated mezuzah. I was trying to figure it out. Sent me pictures of this circle. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. These shiwas are not easy because it depends what the rooms are used for. It depends on the dimensions. But let's make it simple. The simple one aregel achas, the one standing on one leg answer, is you put mezuzah on the right side of the door, that the room that you're entering into. That's this most vague 10-second answer to a very complicated pages and pages of shilas. But okay, so now I ask you the question. You have a backyard, fully enclosed. You have your sukkah there, you have your swing set there, whatever it is. Do you put the mezuzah on the right side of your backyard door as you go out? Or do you put it on the left side as you go out, which would be the right side, as you come in? You said you put it where?
On the way in, on the right
side. On the way in, on the right side. So you are learning that what is the backyard for you? It's simply an entranceway. One second. It's simply an entranceway. You are learning, like, option, I forget which option it was over here, but the opinion of the Rishonim who say that a porch and a backyard only get a mezuzah because they are adjacent to the house, because they are a portal. Using my Gaza example, pretty bad example, but Gaza would just be used as an entranceway into the main Eretz Yisrael, and we would try to use it to clear out all the bad guys to protect. But the goal would be then in our chakira, our fictional political chakira, it would be to protect Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to if you hold that the backyard is fundamentally its own use, and you want to build it up as its own thing, then where should the mezuzah go? It should be on the right side, going into the backyard, going out. So how do we paskin? Shockingly, this is a tremendous dispute in the poskin. So the Ma'aril writes that a mezuzah should be placed on the right side of the back door, facing outward when you go out, when the backyard is fully enclosed. This is different than the front of a house. Why? Because the front of a house, even if you have a front porch like I do,
is an entrance to the porch and then to the house. Over here in the backyard, you can't call an entrance to the house because there's no entrance to the back, other entrance to the backyard.
I hear you. So you're saying the only way to get into that backyard
is from the house.
Right. So I knew you were going to ask that. I'm trying to avoid your question because I have it also. I'm not so sure that this applies in that example. But I still think it may because I still think it may because I think it's how we view a backyard. And so how we view it. And it's the same thing. There may be another entrance on the side, but still, how do we view it?
Does the backyard have its own entrance to the street?
Yes, that's the question. That's what he's asking. That's what he was asking me. Let's make it an easier one first, and then we'll apply. It's easy. It's much easier, Shaila, than Mr. Shkovitz is Shaila, is when you just have it completely enclosed. If you haven't, which is Mr. Klein saying, well, it's very easy in that case. But it's not so easy even in that case, because you're saying, well, but for sure, you're entering into the backyard and you should put it on the right side going out, right? That's what you're saying. And that's, in fact, what the Maharil says.
But you can't call it an entrance to the house,
because... Comes along the Chazon Ish, and they say no. They say no. They say no. Really, even though there's only way to get out to the backyard is through that back door, still, what is a backyard? What is the purpose of it? Which is entering into which? According to some of these other answers, the only reason why a backyard even got a mezuzah was because it was simply a portal into your house. So according to that, says the Chazon Ish, the mezuzah goes on the right side going into the house. Because it really, even though, yes, there's no other way to get to that room besides their back door, what are you getting there for? It's just that when you're out there barbecuing, and now what should I do with myself? What you should do with yourself is enter back into your main abode, which is your house, which means the mezuzah then is supposed to be on the right side going in. Hence, you have a major machlokas. How do we paskin? Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
If we're talking about a backyard... It has its own separate entrance from the street into the backyard before you get to the house.
Yeah.
Does that entrance from the street need a mezuzah?
So in my house, I don't have a doorpost for that. If you remember my back house, right, but by that side entrance from my joint driveway with Weinberg over there, I have like three steps going up to my back porch, but there's no doorway. It's just like three steps. I have a separate entrance. Separate entrance. That's what I do, but there's no doorpost going in there. But I don't know, does that mess up my shiloh now? Because now my backyard, I have two entrances to my little porch area in the back. I have a side entrance, which has no doorpost at all, and then I have my back door of my house, which does have a doorpost. So I think you could maybe apply the same shiloh, but which side does it go on? So if you say that the backyard is fundamentally its own entity, and I'm really entering like into the backyard, and it goes on the right side of my back door. If you say that the whole backyard is really simply just servicing my house.
Yeah, but your backyard is not enclosed.
No, it is on three sides. Yeah, I got a fence. It is.
But how much space you have between your garage and the open?
No, so about 3 feet. I've got about 3 feet. Four, five feet, maybe 5 feet, you know, 4 feet. Doesn't get a mezuzah. I don't know. I'm not sure. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. First, the Madani Yashar says, Minhag Yerushalayim was, at least in a fully enclosed backyard, is to place the mezuzah on the right side of the back door facing outward, not like the Jacobowitz home. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, he paskins that way as well. Rav Moshe writes, don't worry, we'll save you in a second. Rav Moshe writes, quoting a Taz, says, V'tzarech lasos b'yamin hachnisa l'chatzer. On the right side, entering into the chatzar, shuk cheder abayis. Because if you view that is just another room to your house, just like if you enter into your den, if a fully enclosed den, you would put on the right side entering into the den, right? So that's what he says, and therefore, yesh lasos b'yamin haknisa l'chatzar. However, the Briskerov followed the Chazon Ish and held that the mezuzah should be on the back door facing, on the right side facing inward, left side facing outward, which would be like the Jacobowitz home over here. Comes along with Sefer Kviyas Mezuzah Kilchasa, and he says, well, it really depends, an interesting point, it depends how big your backyard is. He always says that it should be facing, like Rav Moshe, on the right side facing outward, if your backyard is 4x4 amos, which is approximately 8x8 feet. So mine, I think, is about 10 by 12, I think, or 10 by, maybe a little longer that way. But it's only 10 or 12 that way. Right, but that's more than dollar by dollar.
But shouldn't the decision be like what the function of the yard is? Like, if you use the backyard as the main entrance to get into the house, it would make sense that you put it on the right side
So that's a good question. That's a good question.
The difference between the porch in the front and the yard in the back. The porch, the typical person goes through it to enter the house.
Yeah.
So it would make sure to be on the right side going
actually,
in.
Actually, what I have is more like...
Which is why Yo's question messes everything up. Because if you got another side entrance, then you're right. Some people use their back door as the main entrance. That's why it's an even much easier shaila if it's fully enclosed. Then you have a nice clean machlokas about how do you... If it's fully enclosed on all sides... No, if it's that separate entrance, then I'm alright. Forget the separate entrance for a second. If it's fully enclosed like the Jakubowitz home, there's no other way to get into it.
It's more of a merpeset than a backyard.
You're right, then it's more merpeset, but it's still the same halacha would apply if it's just this machlokas. What is the fundamental nature of that backyard? Shalom's saying it should be subjective. I think the postman are saying it's really objective. It's that what is the nature of a backyard porch? Okay, you may store something there, you may have swings there, whatever it is, but I don't know if that changes. Is it based on subjective or objective? I'm not sure. It sounds like from the postgame, it would be objective. What gets murkier, which I don't fully know the answer myself to, is if you've got that side entrance, does that change the calculation? Now, my house, I don't know if this is necessarily the right thing, but what we have is we have the mezuzah, even though we have that side entrance to the back porch, to that back enclosed area, but there is a side entrance, which of course there's no mezuzah because there's no doorpost, but from my backyard going out, I have it on my right side. In other words, if you walk out of my house, you'll have mezuzah on the right side of the backyard over there. I think so. I have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure. And so I think that views it because the backyard area, you view it as its own entity. It's its own room. Okay, there may be a side entrance also to get into there. But for the most part, I don't really go out that side entrance, meaning I never, if I want to go to the street, I don't go to my backyard, then go to my side driveway, and then go to the street. If I want to go to the street, I go out the front door. The only reason why I'm using that backyard or even the side entrance is just to get to that little, you know, my shared driveway area. For the most part, the backyard is an area which you're going to be in that area. If it's to be in that area, it goes on the right side. The upshot is, no matter what you do, you have poskim to rely upon. You should ask your local Orthodox rabbi, ask your how to poskim lamaisa. I think in general, if it's an enclosed thing, I think the more, not correct, but the more standard psak, I think, is to put on the right side going out. But I would not change your mezuzah because you have more than ample sources to rely upon. No, I'm not dealing with Rabbi Shlomo Sr. at all, ever. But the point is, I think, look, there's definitely poskim to rely upon, great poskim.
And the Sfaradi,
I'm a Sfaradi person who put it up. I hear you.
Right.
We should be zocha that...
I hear you.
And to tie it back into Gaza, whatever it should be safe. That's all that matters. Shkoyach.